December 6, 2008, is the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Started off first show for December. Actually, the last show I do here in the U.S.
The 08.
Before I go back. Well, I've been there five times. It'll be my sixth time to Tokyo, Japan. I'm leaving Friday. So in 6 days, do an album, bringing Mr. Nail's client over to record with the Migu people, Mr. Shimi Mishuko, who are in New York City right now. I think it's Mishuko's birthday. So it's a big jam. Money Mark's there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That'd be wild to be part of. But I'm over here on Left Coast. Yeah. Oh, Petra's there, too.
Wow.
I should say, but we start off with John Coltrane, Alive, a version of Impressions. And then we heard Feedbacker, Part 1, by Boris. And I get to see Boris play the day after I arrive. On the 14th, they're doing the last gig of their world tour. They've been touring this album, Smile. So that'll be cool to see them in their own town. I've seen them once before. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, that wild band. No, I saw him another time in San Diego, too, at the Casbah. I had just come home from the Stooges running gigs, and I drove right down there. That was wild. And then I had to leave again. Next morning.
Just power out, catch a show, and boogie, huh?
Yeah, so, we were talking. What were you saying about in the history of the show?
That this has probably been the longest, smoothest, most consistent run of the whole stretch. Plus lots of cool guests, too.
Yeah. We had a guest for each week in November. Starting with Skip Heller. Then it was Jack Brewer and Joey Coffin. Then Tal Wilkenfeld, and then Tony Kamen last week.
Very cool.
Tony was the most intense for me to talk to because the history of the Dills with the Minutemen was so intense. It was a huge influence on our band. I don't know if the Minutemen would be the Minutemen without the Dills. And I just was so inspired. I mean, I didn't try to copy Tony, but he was totally my role model for being a punk rocker. Him and Richard Hell. I never got to really meet Richard Hell till later in life and even see his band, not until 82. I got to see him. Well, I saw the Dills early on in the 70s. And so I felt kind of awkward spieling with him, you know.
It was bitching, though. It was deep. Deep, cool history, very cool dude.
Okay. Yeah, he's been through a lot, his music journey. And great singer, too, man. I didn't really talk to him a lot about that. But. And his bass playing, and now even playing guitar with Los Trendy. I've always liked his songwriting. I really don't know the other bands as well as I know the Dills. Mm. Dills I saw a bunch of times, even though they didn't have a lot of records, just 3 7-inches. Well, the last one was actually a double 7-inch, and had one disc had 2 songs, and then one disc had 1 song. Yeah, they didn't record 4 songs. I asked them something about that.
Yeah, cool to capture the moment, but bitching to get to see it happening.
Yeah. In the moment, it really inspired us big time to be a band and write our own songs and play our gigs. And we just love that band. So to have Tony on was kind of a dream. I think last week was the 180th show.
Wow.
I think this is the 181st show.
Cool.
I believe.
Bunch.
Yeah, in how many years? 6?
Well, 1. May of 01.
7? Yeah, so 7 years, 7.5 years. Wow. So that's a trip.
Bitching.
Yeah. But, you know, I think we've hit our groove now. We can do the shows more smooth and probably the best quality they've been as far as technically. I mean, some of them old shows, so much hiss and noise and screw-ups and fuck-ups.
It's probably trippy for people to think that maybe that we do a three-hour show in less than 3 hours. That's pretty trippy.
Yeah, that happens. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I think, yeah, we did one in less than two. Because we can lift the music and put it right on from the digital domain. Digital domain. Now, Brother Matt, we had something going on here in Pedro last night.
Yeah, we had some fun. That was cool. Right in the neighborhood, 20 blocks down the street.
Another gig at Harold's place.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Cool bands.
Right on Pacifica 19th. And No Problems, Raul's band, you know, the last time he played there, a knife was pulled on Raul, a cigarette put out in his guitar player's face. And there was none of that there. And plenty
of
locals.
Was cool, neat mix of people.
People from out of town.
Old guys.
I was talking to some cats that came from Orange County.
Wow.
Yeah, to come see the gig. And so there's people from all over. One band was Long Beach, right? Lost Dragons. I wish I had some of their music.
Tijuana Knife Fight was great.
Fast Dragons.
Yeah, they were really cool.
Yeah, Long Beach band. And shared guitar with Tijuana Knife Fight. Mm. Tijuana Knife Fight has Vince Giobbe, who helps a lot with the scene.
Yeah, I see him at all kinds of gigs.
It's his PA, that toy thing that gets toted around.
He's a good dude, always powering
the
gear.
Also Todd Congelier.
Yeah, he was there.
Right, with the Toys That Kill. Mm. There was kind of the gig was kind of also to get money. Somebody from one of his bands passed away, so there was a memorial fund. Vince told him, they got up $500 for him. So that was cool.
Mm.
Yeah, but for to have things happen in Pedro like that is so righteous.
Yeah. I see Vince at all kinds of things. He's
a longshoreman, but on his side time, he's fully engaged.
Cool.
With
he's
music.
Happening. He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. And I played with my longshoreman guys, Pete.
Yeah,
and the second
bitching.
Man. And they played great.
Yeah, those guys rock.
I think Pete brought his chiropractor lady.
Yeah,
does
I got a
massages.
Little sample. I got
Did
a sample.
You?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay. I think she just wanted to see what Pete does.
Yeah, Tina Marie, she was very cool.
Tina Marie,
she got skills. She got skills.
And I don't think she's been to a gig like that. That's kind of a trip on her. But after the show tonight, another second man gig. In fact, my last three gigs before this Tokyo trip is this weekend. So tonight's in Orange County at a club I never played in Anaheim, not too far from Disneyland, called Juke Joint. Some OC cats asked to come play. I really like doing gigs with my bands, little things. It's just great. I love the music, love the playing with my guys.
Get out of town, turn
on
some
Yeah, it's not a careering
people.
Kind of thing, like working the clubs or something like that. It's like a... When you're young and you look forward to a gig because it's a righteous thing. So that's the way I look at these. And then tomorrow, earlier in the day, take Get Raymond and go to Santa Anita.
Cool.
Some kind of dollar day.
Dig on the ponies.
Yeah. And then straight from there, we play kind of early, like 6 o. Yeah, it's a weird time, 6:05.
Family hour or something like that.
And it's with some cats, Venice people. It's in Venice and Santa Monica skating people. In fact, Chris Canny was there last night. He's in one of the bands, Chaco Ghetto, that's going to play tomorrow. And that should be interesting. So it's kind of packed in weekend, but I knew today was the best day to do the show because I have the time. During the week, kind of jammed up and getting ready to go. Got email from Nels. He's out with Wilco now. They're going to be opening up for Neil Young.
Wow.
And then as soon as he finishes, the next day he's flying
to
Tokyo. So I'm going ahead of him to to get it ready with Miss Shimmy. She'll go, they're going to come back. Well, he comes back on the 12th. No, the 10th, 2 days before I go get there. And then she comes back on the 15th. And so we'll get all the prep work for the album and the gigs, too. Now, Nels knows a lot of the songs I can play live and stuff, but we're also going to make an album with original material, so we want to play some of that at the gig, too. Well, the gig is on my birthday. It's going to be the December 20th, my 51st birthday in Tokyo at two clubs that are next door to each other, one called Mars and one called Motion, and then Shinjuku part of Tokyo. And Kazuto-san, the cat who boss at one of them and also manages a band Light that I toured with last February, he wanted to make a mini festival out. So there's 14 bands playing this thing called We Jam Ikaro.
Next door to each other, huh?
Called We Jam Ikaro for 14 bands, all alternate stages. He wanted to call it We Jam Ikaro 2008, and I said, sure. You know, because it's that vibe. Reminded me of when we were young Minutemen, what they got going over there now with their underground scene. So I said, sure, man. It's not Minutemen copy bands. Of course, all those bands have their own sounds and stuff. But it's a spirit that similar. Mm-hmm. So I thought, yeah, sure. And all their idea, I mean, I thought, well, if I'm there, why not play like when I went over there to record in May? And so it's really happening. God, this kind of exciting. And then come back and play a new club downtown. Redwood.
Oh, Redwood Bar. Yeah. It was a cool spot.
Yeah.
Second Street.
Play with Listenship. Now, Listenship is a band I helped with an album. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We had Heather on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, they had a bass player who kind of had some.
Yeah, she plays a fiddle,
junk problem. Yeah, mm-hmm. And or viola.
Yeah.
And stole all this shit. So they didn't have a bass player. They couldn't play with that cat anymore. And so I went and did an album for them. Played bass on an album. I think it's Time to Dream or something. And play more with the Second Man Around in January. Also, Wasco.
Yeah, cool. Wasco
is coming in, Cleveland people. And do some three scarcity of gigs. Mm-hmm. No, scarcity of tanks mm-hmm. gigs, which is kind of improvised. Jack Brewer's going to be involved. And some Banyan. And so that's kind of what I'm looking like for January.
Cool assortment of action?
Yeah. In February, I start showing my Missing Man, the third opera. Mm. And so, yeah, I want to get them in gear. So I got worried about Stooges gigs. It looks like, so far, they're going to start out in July. But who knows, could be earlier, of course. But as long as I got time, I'm be fully engaged.
The new year's starting to fill up already.
With the music. Yeah, it is starting to fill up. And speaking of music, here's some more.
Thank you. 時間経った。
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro show. We started off that big chunk of bands, Japanese bands. Well, actually, the first band is from Texas, but they lived a while in Osaka, and they're called Many Birthdays. They're located in Austin, Texas, and they played Sugi ni Kuru Kodo. And cool cats, I got to meet.
Are they Japanese American? The
bass. No.
Just Texan dudes that moved over.
I think their ethnic is from somewhere in Europe or something. They looked, but you know, you would think they're just Texans. They are Texans, but they spent time in Osaka, and so learned the culture and the language and stuff. Came back to Texas, and they got this band. And I met the synthesizer player and bass player when I was doing the Stooges South by Southwest, maybe a year and a half ago. And nice, nice people. And that's from their new EP. Then we heard the Chocolate Chip Cookies.
Sweet.
With Dr. Doctor.
Yeah.
And then a couple of bands that are, just were added to the We Jam Econo Festival on December 20. M.I.H. by Nenem. And then Through Your Reality by Cuomo Langma Tomato. Mixture. It's trippy to see a Q without a U.
Yeah.
You don't see that in English
totally
much.
Different.
Maybe somebody should hip those cats. Of course, they don't use letters, see? So the Romaji is just like using our letters to make their sounds. You know. And then we heard, Go to Our Beach by Hi Hi Chance Chang Hai. And then Shomei by Strange World's End. And finally, Junk Bee by Jap. And a bunch of the sounds coming over there. Now, man, there's a headwind when you fly over there. So it takes like 12-something hours to fly over. Yeah, but coming back, you jam. Maybe 9.5.
Oh, wow.
And then there's the time difference. Pedro, Tokyo, 16 hours. Actually, 17, because I don't think they do this daylight savings time thing. Yeah, I think it's 17 hours. So you lose a lot when you fly over, almost a whole day, right? 7 hours short of a day. But then you get it back when you come. So Christmas Day is when I come back. I figured that would be the least travel, right? People day before or after be jamming at the airport, but probably the day. So actually, when I leave there, I'll get back to Pedro before I left.
Wow. Trippy.
And you said on a trip to Thailand you got a bunch of...
Yeah, when I came back home, I got 3 sunrises in 1 day.
Yeah, 3 sunrises.
Yeah, and got home like about the same time I left.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
Even further. The furthest I've been out was Perth. Maybe Perth's 19 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Western Australia, Indian Ocean. Yeah, it's a trip. Shimim Shuko there in New York City, but I've been getting, I delivered my 3 songs to him. Little MP3 demos, and he's very excited. And then I asked Nails, I said, since it's your first time, Nails, why don't you write us a song? So we go in the studio, and he said, yeah, he's way into it to reflect his experience.
Sweet.
About going over there. And his words, meeting your esteemed friends. So he also knows some people over there, improvisation. So maybe I get to meet them, too, some old school ones, too.
That's righteous. So taking your experiences and their new scene and just mixing it all together. It's got to be pretty righteous magic.
Yeah, it's a trip. We're at the end of the first hour of the December 6, 2008 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour 2. December 6, 2008. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
the R is U P G A N G. The R is U P G A N G.
Anchor. Got the whole shit down. Anchor. Got
shout out to the re-up gang. 3-4 my counterpart. Lava.
C-A-N-A-O-N-O-N. No man can.
I'm on my shit.
Yeah, Dan. Shit. Battleship sink, yo. Cattle shit. Rappers all in danger. You niggas know my name. I came to rearrange the infrastructure. Empty my load, breaking the mold. A silly sucker. MC's what they claim to be. But they lames and it's plain to see. They dang no dash. So sad, niggas think they the man. Don't understand, they a flash in the pan. Got my dick in my hand. Feeling myself? Nah, that's an understatement. I'm feeling nice, rap is dead, so I'm undertaking. Below BET, MTV, and radio action is some radioactive. Rats being roped to melt down the masses. Niggas is soft like fat asses. Niggas is whacking ass back with amusement. That's my intrusion. I'm locking shit down, no illusion. Anchor. Shout out to Clark Kent, my heart's bent on getting us some accolades and revenues that we are do beheading. Who feel any different? We used to laugh at the shit they be spitting. Remember that? It got to, cause I do, that's why I rhyme. Though I'm high, do hit hops up high, still spreading my gospel. He who forsaketh the mic and the beat. Tonight, choke on your words and die in your sleep. First letter mankind, first letter and I. Lyrically be putting these pussies in perfect plexus. My profane, propane, paragraph for measure. With pleasure, I turn this industry into a desert. Go berserk, y'all niggas sweet, yup, my dessert. Put your bitch ass on a t-shirt for bad grammar. No good music and so much propaganda. You motherfuckers make me miss Hammer, for real. Tis the season for beasting, bringing them beats back, that boot back, bringing the east back. Philly's finest, a chime in with perfect timing. Before I met the clips, I've been grinding. Before the re-up, I was sicked up. Me and 300 other motherfuckers, bugging like Buster on Bring the Ruckus. Dick Buckus, crush lines, 365, 66 on leap year. Peep how I ride, I freak gears, burn out clutches, don't smoke Dutches. Backwoods pour much smoother than me. Niggas got the game locked, got to prove it to me. Daddy always been wary of the Big Bang Theory. 10 laps ahead and my lane, no lanes near me. A hell of a league, yo. A shorty low job with a Philadelphia ego. Feeling real regal and naturally glad to be your East Coast Majesty. Anchor.
Got the whole shit down.
Swat from Pedro show. Started off the second hour with The Sea by Ezekiel. And then we had Rain Me In by The High Seas. Then SOV by Anchor. And finally, Pedestrianism by The Squid. So a lot of nautical themes there, which fits in nice because me and Brother Matt are alone today at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point doing Watt from Pedro show, but we have a call from Miss Tiffany in Chicago.
Hey, Tiff.
And she's a former sailor, so the nautical thing fits in. So
perfect.
Hey, Tiff, how's Chicago?
And I never thought I would say that about anywhere that gets so cold in the winter.
Yeah, so you have a weather report for us.
Okay. Well, let's see. It's snowing. I don't know. Maybe there's like 3 inches of snow on the ground. It's like, I don't think it's ever going to get warm enough to melt the snow that's on the ground now because it's really cold. Well, really cold. I mean, I'm from California, so maybe if it's from Chicago, you don't think it's that cold. Because they talk about how it's going to get crazy, even more cold. But, it's so crazy. I love the snow.
Tiff, now, it's kind of new for you, right? You haven't really had snow experiences.
Well, when I lived in Japan, it did snow. But I've never been in... No, I've never been somewhere where it snowed. And so I really, really would like to see her all winter because I want to see the snow get really, you know, high.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. Like, I mean, it's one thing, you know, when you live in California, you go to the mountains and you see the snow, you know, in the trees, and you know that's pretty. But I'm telling you, it's so beautiful. Like, Chicago is a beautiful city. I love the architecture. It's so neat to see the snow on all the homes and in the streets and just, you know, more in the city. It's so beautiful, I can't believe it.
Now, to be in Chicago, are you experiencing some of that wind?
No, but I heard that Chicago is not called the Windy City because of the wind. It has something to do with the, I don't know, some big fire in Chicago.
They had a big fire there. It almost burned down the town.
Maybe trying to raise money to rebuild the town or something, and something about them being long-winded in their talks. And so
what, like wind, as in windbag? My brother man's too hot.
And so, supposedly, that is what a Chicagoan person told me. That is how the city got its nickname, the Windy City.
That's too long.
No, there's days, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. The snow, the sun is so bright, and it's still, it's stillness. I wouldn't say that it's crazy wind here. So, I don't know. It's not any windier than it is anywhere else.
Oh, really? Because I've been... No, I've been in the town on tour, of course, and there's been some bone chiller cold. I mean, I think you're still early into winter there. And, you know, February, I think it'll get more cold for you.
But I'll be home by then.
Okay. Well, thank you for your report and calling in and enlightening us here at the Watt from Pedro show.
Okay, it's beautiful. Anybody who wants to experience the snow, come to Chicago. It is such a beautiful city. And even when it's cold, trust me.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you, what about the chow?
Oh, my gosh. There is so much good food in Chicago. Trust me. I wish I was here with one of my friends who likes to eat as much as I do. But I have been able to try all kinds of different
foods. A foodie?
Yeah, my cousin. No, you know, my lunch ladies.
No, they call them people foodies.
Well, I'm a foodie because I love to eat. So, and well, if my, well, yeah, I need to come back here and I need to eat more. There's some really good, you know, breakfast places that I've been to, like, you know, little cheap diner places, more like in South Chicago.
Uh huh.
In the hood, no, but. Really good.
Well, thank you for calling, okay? And you stay safe. And see you soon back in Pedro.
Okay, it was good to talk to you.
Okay, bye, Tiff. Okay. How do you hit
that?
Can
I wrote it?
Where's the off? Whoa. Where's the off?
Fissy.
Sorry about that, brother man. I don't know how to work his phone. Now, Chicago, you know, has significance. Of course, it's third biggest town in the U.S., so I'd always play there on tours. Yeah, I was holding the phone up to the mic, so Brother Matt was having a riot. It was kind of tough. So my voice, like, booms out. It was just because you were trying to get Tiff's voice from the phone over. It was kind of like
juggling.
Yeah. Jerry
started Rick, kind of get it a little bit. Just had to get off the ass to see the thing on the other side.
Yeah, right. I should have angled the dangle for you a little better. Anyway, Chicago's significance to Mike Watt really is, I mean, besides Righteous Town to play, and I did the Stooges' Weirdness album there, and, it's, you know, it's a big town for the Midwest. I always like playing there, like the bands from there. The weather for me is a little tough. I'm really happy to hear that Tiff is getting into the snow thing and the winter thing. Although we got mountains here, she could check it out if she wanted to, but I guess falling in a town like that, she's digging it.
It's trippy when you drive in there after cruising through cornfields forever, and then all of a sudden there's this big bitch and brick city.
But it is windy. She said it has nothing to do with the wind, but it's sitting right on Lake Michigan, and it blows off there. It gets cold. And I don't know. I never heard of it being called that because of windbags. I mean, there's windbagging going all over the country. I don't know if Chicago's got the monopoly on. Pedro's got a good windbag quotient. So, anyway, significance for what? Well, there's a boot camp for sailors there. My pop was just in the Navy, and they put him up there. And my mother had moved from Peoria, which is in the middle of Illinois, up to the big town. They're young people, and that's where they met, at a dance for a Hungarian refugee benefit at a YMCA in 1956. And so when I was with the Stooges, you know, I was talking to my mom about stuff, and she gave me the address of her apartment. It was on the north side, so I borrowed a bicycle and from Bob Weston and pedaled to this address she gave me. I think someone's at the hatch, Brother Matt. I think it was called a gag tight or something. It was a little 1-2 block street. And I pedaled over there. Now, Chicago's very flat, so pedaling's easy. Swimming with the traffic's a little intense. Especially the big intersections are not just four streets. You always have one on the diagonal. Oh, Talia.
Hey.
Hi, Talia's joined us.
Hey. Welcome.
So, I get to this address, and I get my ma on the leash, and I said, Ma, I found it. Now, it had been gentrified. They had taken off a stairway, and they put added balcony and just do what they do, not totally getting rid of the structure, but then changing it to like a yuppie kind of trip. And kind of, you know, condo, whatever. But I said, I was standing in front of the pad, and I get my mom on the leash. I said, Ma, I'm here. I found it. They didn't tear it down. And she goes, Michael Watt, that is where you were conceived.
Wow.
So I went to the place.
Fitching.
I didn't get to go inside. I was a little scared to knock on the hatch, you know, and say, hey, can I step in here?
Righteous.
You don't know me, but
I got to see the spot.
I was so I was right in front. I mean, I'm a few feet from it, in front. But Yeah, I almost got to go right back to the get-go.
Cool.
The beginning of the thing. And speaking of beginning of things, how are you, Talia?
I'm doing really good today.
Why don't you use that mic right there?
Okay. Let me take my jacket off first.
Make yourself comfortable.
Okay. I'm actually feeling really good today. I've had a hurt back for several months now. And
yeah, from a car wreck.
Right, and I'm actually feeling better now. It's really nice.
Oh, wow.
I actually danced today for the first time.
Right on.
Wow, you know, at the gig last night, Pete Mazich, my second man organ player, had his chiropractor come to the gig.
Because
I guess she wanted to see what kind of music he does, you know?
He's awesome.
Really?
And yeah, Brother Matt got some technique.
Nice. I'll have to meet this chiropractor.
Tina Marie.
Yeah, she's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and it helps Pete. Now, Pete's also got this thing that you get in.
Oh, the inversion machine?
It's like a pivotal bed that flips over, so you're hanging by your ankles. And
it stretches you out.
Yeah. It takes off all that stress that we have by standing up on your thing and realigns things. Now, I got bad knees, so I'm kind of afraid to hang by my ankles.
Might take the pressure off your knees.
Well, you're hanging by them.
Oh.
Right? Because there's grippers on the around the ankles, so it's
go
just
for
holding
some
you.
Thigh strap extension.
You know, but for Pete, he says it helped with his bad back, lower back, and up by his neck. Now your problem's up by your neck, right?
Right.
Okay. Speaking about beginning of things. So anyway, we're glad you're doing better.
Yeah.
And you dance too.
Yeah,
great.
That helps everything.
I think it's time to begin Spin Cycle with Brother Matt.
Cool, so we're going to begin the Spin Cycle the way we begin the Watt from Pedro show with some John Coltrane.
John Coltrane. Thank you.
small step, now's a chance ride. People say I'm loud, why should I hide? Only had a small taste, so what a waste. I quietly observe there is not much space. Bottom end heavy, you know we're never even. People call me tricky for a particular reason. I got you say, and I got to let you know. See, rocking in your area, rock beneath your balcony. My baby just cares for me, why that's funny. Her touch tickles, especially on my tummy.
Now who's got the microphone?
Now who's honey?
It's your ball, turbo, and charge you a charge. I need a DG while brunch crew at large. Don't call me an officer, just call me a sarge. Mashing up the country town and also abroad. Plan to go to America when I get a visa card.
But getting a visa card nowadays isn't hard.
So keep your ears peeled, I'll listen to every card. Tokyo City's one place that we told. Four technique plus two mixable. Sharper than a Wilkerson razor soda.
When I was a child, I played Studio One. My table, then I graduate to Studio One. Cause these my on the boom, you know the three's my pseudonym. And around my neck, you know I wear the Sony Budokan. Indigo blue sugar, met in my own shoes. The people dancing in the shade for what they made, they can't lose. Yes, facts and lyrical, but time is not satirical. It's kind of spherical, so jam me in a spherical. This is the miracle of the Dublin selection.
So whether you're black or white or half cast in your complexion.
Yes, pull out your phone or block, or tuck you in your phony. It started by my Coney, resumed by Sony. The summary of wireless history and only. The massive attack and only.
Hey, Brother Matt.
Spin cycle.
Cool. And so what were you thinking of?
Jazzy. This is like a jazzy mode.
Jazzy mode.
Jazzy mode theme of the day.
Right, start off
this morning with a hit of acid. Really. And then I went kayaking all day.
You paddled today?
Bitching, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was right. It was like therapy.
There was a pelican.
I'm not joking.
That was tripping. You know, usually you get a little close, they want to fly off. This guy, maybe in mating mode or something, he was just splashing around and splashing around like display. Let me get some righteous pictures.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah,
couple feet
pictures.
Away.
Bitching. Yeah, someone did
this. Someone splashing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And I saw something bitching in the kelp. I just went and sat in the kelp for a long time.
Oh, you were out in the sea.
Yeah, yeah. And
this was in the harbor.
Man, that's the kelp crazy. Is bitching, man. That stuff is so alive.
Yes,
it grows like a foot a day or something like that.
Sea
and
grass.
If you just stop there and
sit, it's one of the fastest growing plants in the world.
It's insane. It's like fingers are coming up out of the water at you sometimes. And then there were these fins coming up out of the water. And I thought, what the fuck is that? And went over to some snorkeling fucker.
Have you
at least
been snorkeling?
It's insane. Yeah,
I did off palms when I was a teenager.
Yeah, right. The way the sun shines in from through the kelp is just godlike.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Now this trench between Catalina and Pedro, it's 30,000 feet.
Totally deep. Yeah,
yeah, it's one of the deepest trenches there are, and some of that kelp just grows and grows.
They got creatures down there they don't even know about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when I first started working for Catalina Express, that was when the Princess Louise had took a dump and flipped over there. And so they had filled it with bags of air and so they could tow it out there.
Princess Louise was an old steamer that they used to make the journey from mainland of Catalina.
Then it turned into a little nightclub that was just,
it
didn't go to sea.
Right, it was anchored where the Victory Lane is.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Tony Perkov was running that
when
it was a restaurant.
Yeah, Tony. They had killer abalone.
Yeah.
I remember they had a piano bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the helicopter crashed into it.
Oh, wow.
The copter taken off for Catalina under the bridge crashed right into it.
Whoops.
Pre-Vic Morrow.
Wow. So it was very common. For a weekend, there was hardly anybody out.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I like
that.
It
was like weird weather, like a weird filter over the sun. This morning was kind of neat, but it got kind of weird.
Then that haze came in. See, I went early because I got on the gig kind of maybe 11 bells I conked.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Playing Pedro, just drive.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And a lot of hombre. We were talking.
Insane.
Music.
I got a 20-block trip. I had like 6 cops and 20 blocks.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was.
I had to stop and get tacos. Let them get by. Go away.
Let them get by.
They're bored, looking for something easy to do instead of fighting crime.
Okay, we're at the end of the second hour of the December 6, 2008 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour 3. December 6, 2008, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
face your loss. And every time I hear you talk, it's worse. Well, every time I have a look, it hurts, hurts, just
from Pedro Show. I started the third hour off with something from Talia here in Solo Musica.
Yay.
Called Waiting. And in fact, Talia, you just made it today, right?
Yes. Well, I made the lyrics. I didn't write the lyrics. I sang the lyrics today. The music I had finished about a week ago.
Oh, wow.
It's really simple. It's me playing bass with some beats that I stole and mixed. And
appropriated.
Yes, yeah. And there's two tracks of me singing.
That's okay. And it was interesting how you did the singing, right? You couldn't hear you didn't set up a monitor or cue mix.
Right, I forgot to. And since I had already started recording, I didn't want to stop because I was inspired at that moment. And I ended up keeping that track.
It worked.
I think it worked, I don't know, you tell me.
And then we heard one of your heroes, Dalia Derbyshire,
yes,
with Love Without Sound. Now, people might know of the Doctor Who show and that theme song. This was the lady who created it. She started making electronic music before there were synthesizers. She would use oscillators and actually tape, physically manipulate tape, cut it up, put it back together, make loops, doing all this stuff at the BBC, and they recently found thousands and thousands of hours.
Fascinating.
Wow, I can't wait to hear it all.
Hit the mic stands.
She's so inspiring.
And, I think she passed away about 5 or 6 years ago. But interesting thing, I found an interview with her that I gave to Talia. But Talia wants to be ready to absorb. Right.
Cool.
Yeah, I have a short attention span, so I need to be
Righteous.
Ready to take that in. Something as important as that.
And she was in a field that was very male dominated, so kind of a groundbreaker with that. And so Talia is inspired by that.
Right.
Then we heard a band called Electric Russia with Raccoon, and then somebody from Italy called Dupe Mo Fez in a song called My Imagination. Have you been to any gigs lately?
I saw Breeders play.
The Breeders are back.
Yeah, that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was wonderful. Kim
her
and Teddy,
sister.
Yeah, their relationship is so dynamic, and they express it on stage. Like, they would try to intimidate each other on stage while one was soloing. The other one would stand right in front of her with her arms folded, like daring her to mess up or something. It was really cute and sweet.
They both play guitar, right?
They do, yeah.
But Kim is the bass player for Pixies.
Yes.
But in her own band with her sister, she plays guitar and sings.
They were great.
And where was that?
At the Wiltern.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't remember the last time I saw the Breeders. Long time ago.
They were great. They played great songs here.
One time I was in New York City. They were recording an album. And they had Jay Maskus come in and sing most of the songs. It was great. But then when it came down to putting the record out, I don't think he was left on any of the songs. It was bunk. Because I thought he did such a good job. That was weird. It was a trippy scene. And Kim made a video for them at that time. It was called Cannonball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something?
That was their
Kim Gordon. Mm-hmm. Thurston wrote me this morning. He's in England right now. Something to do with All Tomorrow's Parties. Oh. Maybe curated, maybe pick the bands, I don't know. Pretty. He says, hey, what? In a couple minutes, I'm going to see William Wynette do some Stockhausen, who just passed away a little while ago. Speaking of electronic music, he's one to bring in the synthesizer and stuff. Karl-Heinz Stockhausen, I think his name was. Full name. And, I don't have any of his music here, but it's pretty interesting stuff. Pretty wild. I saw some bands. I saw some gigs, which I usually only see the gigs I'm playing at. But Don Bowles asked me to go see his band. He's got a new band called Fancy Space People. I saw them at a place called... God, what was the name of that place? It's a pad I've never been to. Somewhere called Franklin Hills, kind of by Silver Lake and stuff.
Oh.
And it was, the name of the street. Some kind of tavern. Slips my mind. But Fancy Space People was great. He played guitar, not drums. And he wore silver pants, and big blonde wig. This lady sang. It's kind of like, Spiders from Mars, kind of Bowie year thing. Damn, what's the name of that fucking place? I can't remember. Sorry. It was raining hard. In fact, the cat who brought Don's shit, you know, he brought PA, everything. It's a little... Yeah, hence the name Tavern. But no sign on it. Some barbershop twirly thing. A little one. By the hatch. And the cat who brought him bailed. So he's living in Huntington Park now.
Oh.
You know, by the old meat packing thing, burning all that. Slauson and east of the Harbor Freeway. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a ride. I had my boat, and so he loaded all the stuff up and gave Don a ride back.
Wow.
Well, he left
No, they could all fit in the boat, but if I wasn't there...
Oh, man.
And it's, he's asked me to go two or three times, and every time I call before, because he played at midnight. And so it's hard for me to stay up, but this time I called before, and so I had the iPod timer set so I could play Coltrane's Ascension. That's what I used to wake up. That thing blasted, it's a 40-minute song. If you don't wake up, you're dead. So I got up there, and good thing I came. It was raining so hard. Do you remember that? One day?
Yeah.
Okay, and then this week I went to a gig at the Echo in Echo Park. Actually, it used to be called the Naryart. It was a Guatemala nightclub. I did a benefit there for that Kosovo bombing for Doctors Without Borders. But now the Echo... Spaceland people own it, and they knocked off the roof. I played there a couple times back. But it was this band called the Hanson Brothers, which is basically a side band for these cats, the Wright Brothers, who have this band called No Means No from the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Vancouver, Victoria area. And
only so many songs can be
They sung. Were great, man.
On my tongue.
And, well, this Coltrane. It's Jer. Second man drummer.
Hey,
what's up, Jer?
Hey.
What's up? I'm doing the radio show right now.
Oh, what time we got bail?
For the gig, I think we should leave at 9.
9?
Yeah. Well, either that or you're going to get in your Hanzo sack and skip on over. Now I'll come get you and I'll get Pete too, okay? So tell him 9 bells. Okay, Jer, out. So anyway, the Hanson Brothers is kind of a fun band where, you know, it's some vibe on hockey or something. Yeah.
Oh, those dudes.
They're wearing like hockey jerseys and, you know, Canadians. Yeah. I think one game was called, one song was called Our Game or something. Mm-hmm. Hey, Yanks, it's our game, he said before the song or something. But then, no means no. It's such a great
band.
Yeah,
they were cool.
And one time I had Mr. Wright. No, it was called Mr. Wrong. It was Rob Wright on bass and just singing, dressed as a priest with a leather hat. Like a, you know, butch boy hat. And it was great. I mean, those brothers, and John's his drummer brother, and he's the lead singer in Hanson. So it's a whole twist. But it was really good. And the band before them was San Francisco band called Triclops, who I'd never heard of before. But it had Larry on bass from Victim's Family, who I know from the older days. And they were wild.
Mm-hmm.
They were wild. Yeah, they were great. So I got to see those two bands. Oh, yeah, with Don's gig with Fancy Space People, there was a cat, an older man, a man older than me, on after. And Don says, you got to see this. Which, like I said, I'm glad I stayed because Don had no ride. I've been so fucked.
Oh, man.
All the shit, the amps, the drums, I mean, everything. It was all his gear. I think this pad in Huntington Park is practice pad. In fact, I saw the Germs bus in the back. Huh. But what they tore in and shit. So, this guy's name was Harvey Sid Fisher. And all his, he plays acoustic guitar, and he had these two, one cat on bass, and a cat, just singer. So those two, like, backup sing for Harvey Sid Fisher. And then Don ended up doing drums on some of the set, you know, impromptu. But this man's, all his songs, well, or maybe not all his songs, because he started off one with people's weird ideas about God, or what's done in God's name, or screwy ideas. But he made an album of all astrology songs. So a lot of these things, he was asking people in the crowd to call out signs, and he would do the songs. All these different kinds. And every sign, you know, Taurus, whatever, bully, they all had different kind of musical thematic thing to it. It was a trip, you know. I've never seen somebody work the astrology. And, you know, but the signs, right, there's different personality archetypes, right? And he'd work that into the tunes, and that was kind of interesting. So those are the gigs I saw.
Sure be.
And, yeah, because, like I said, I usually only see the bands I'm playing gigs with, and so this was trippy to be just audience person at a gig. And Brother Matt, you seen anybody lately?
I was in the same place a couple weeks ago and saw some Righteous Cuban jazz band.
But where?
Echo.
What was the name of the band?
I don't know. They were cool. I just wandered in on them, really. Wow. It was fun. It's very fun.
Yeah, I'm still trying to remember the name of that tag, man. It's a Hyperion? It's on Hyperion. So it's the Hyperion Tavern.
Okay.
Is what it's called. Have you ever heard of this place?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't been there.
It was trippy. You know, the bar's like the middle of the thing, so everything's around it, including, like, the stage must be a foot off the bulkhead. Wow. You know, yeah, it's very trippy. So the drums is on the deck.
It's like right by the old LA Weekly office.
It's kind of near there. Yeah. I mean, it's not a neighborhood I frequent. Nothing against it or anything. But in fact, there was a lot of nice people there. Let's play some more music.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Watt from Pedro show. Yeah, started off that chunk with a band led by a cat who was from Suicidal Tendencies, a bass player, Luigi.
Right on, Luigi.
And gonna play with him tomorrow in Venice.
Cool.
Called Horny Toad, and that song was a Human Commodity. Much respect to Luigi.
Yeah,
great
I
bass
seen
player,
him a
great
long
cat.
Time. He's cool, very cool, yeah. Dude.
So, tomorrow, get to see him smoke it on the bass. And then we heard The Gears. Now, this is a band I hadn't seen in 26 years before a couple weeks ago at Mr. T's Bowl. And they had three of the four original members. Mike V got them together. They were playing great. And we heard Don't Be Afraid to Pogo.
Yeah.
Which is an incredible lyric accomplishment.
Classic.
For example, the first verse. Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to relate. If it wasn't for this kind of music, you wouldn't be in this place.
Right on.
You know, I have to stop now because my mind is caught in the wonder that generated. Well, a lot of those bands, you know, in those days, if they even made a record, come out way later. So you'd experience these songs by seeing them at the gig. And I remember hearing Don't Be Afraid to Pogo, and it just stuck in my mind. A lot of their songs. Now, they had kind of a pedigree. The guitar player came from the Controllers, Kid Spike. And, he was playing great. The Controllers was a band. I think they were actually from the Midwest, maybe Michigan or I don't know. But their big song was the Neutron Bomb, which was unfortunate because the Weirdos had a Neutron Bomb song at the same time. It's a problem with Hillside Strangler songs, too. But anyway, Gear's great band, and not some warmed-over oldies review. It was they were playing tough.
Still kicking up.
Yeah, it was great. And Axl, the singer, I mean, this is before the Axl, you know, must square John's know, but his name was Axl G. Reese. So Axl Grease, yeah. And hey, this cat's necklace is a whole microphone. You know, he drilled a hole at the top of it.
You get the total
he's
bling.
He's wearing a whole
bling mic.
Yeah, like some Shure SM58 hanging from his neck. It must beating the shit out of his chest, bouncing up and down. So much respect to them. And Dave Drive on the drums. Kay, I remember Kay telling me, because she ran the practice pad at the Mask, and the Controllers practiced there, and she said she learned a lot of music from him, so that was a trip. And he was so nice to me, he was, man, like what? Long time I've been waiting to see you again. I says, yeah. I mean, do you think about people you're going to know 26 years from now? Ain't that a trip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to see him playing that great, it was righteous. So, people listening, you know, don't ever think things pass you by only if you let it. If you get back it, like a skateboard, you get back on, you can ride.
Keep on doing it.
And then we heard, now this band's from San Francisco, an old friend of mine is in this kind of collective, and it's called Caroliner, and the name changes a lot. You know, but Caroliner always stays part of the name. And we heard Rings on the Awkward, and they've been making music a long time now. And in fact, my buddy Grux told me, a friend of his, some of you people might know this guy, S. Clay Smith, cartoonist, like from the Zap days. Yeah. They found him on a street. He hit his head or something in bad situation in the hospital, but he's healing up.
Oh, man.
And, no, S. Clay Wilson, what am I saying? Winston Smith. Wilson Smith. Yeah. S. Clay Wilson.
Wow.
Charlie Plamel, my buddy, knows about him because he put out the first Zap and stuff, so knows about that scene. With the, and he's quite a character. So he's getting better, which is a great thing because he's a very unique, singular artist from the old days. And something about old people, yeah, maybe they're a little fragile and stuff, but they have lived a life, so it's good to spend time with them, you know?
Yeah, focusing that stuff on.
Yeah, I love being around old people.
Lots of good stories.
Yeah, because they've lived life, and there's no replacement for that. Of course, you need young people, too, because they haven't lived life, and so they got that perspective. Yeah. And also, they got the strong bodies.
They got that cool show, too, on NPR, where they talk to old people. You go record somebody's story.
Well, you know, a lot of the old cultures, especially the non-written ones, non-written language.
Yeah, oral tradition.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the way stuff's handed down, like with our native peoples, what they do over there at my practice pad on the solstices, gathering of the elders and stuff. Very important to listen to the older stories. And for the younger people, too, to dream their things. And do, as I said, too, they got the strong bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard Bulgarian Chicks by Balkan Beatbox, which is a great band.
Cool.
I love that.
And then a band with a cat named Goya, who's an excellent bass player. And I got to meet him at the Stooges gig in Belgrade during the summer and got to rap with him. Beautiful man. Incredibly interesting music life. And the guy smokes. You got to see this guy play bass. The new version of Disciplina Kichma is just... bass, drums, and a woman backup singer. And he plays wow bass, you know, like Hendrix.
Wow.
It's just wild. But there was points where he had brass, he had guys on trumpet playing with him, kind of a funk edge. Just
bitching.
He's a great musician. And then we heard a really righteous bass player named Bertram Turetsky. And we've played some stuff on the show before, I think when Tal was on. And this guy, virtuoso, with this thing called extended technique, where you play all over. This is not a bass guitar, it's a double bass, stand-up bass. Which is what me and Ty did.
Let's Little do it
pit.
Again.
Little pit, yeah, I should. Well, you got the bass.
Yeah, actually, it's at my friend's house.
All right. But I'll do it again with you. That was good. This was called Little Pit. And
we have...
Damn, I don't have any songs here. We should play that stuff again.
We have missing recordings. Eric Boyer.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, can you get the turntable out of it?
Probably.
Oh.
Well, anyway, that was Segovia by Bertram Turetsky. And Segovia, everybody knows, is a very famous Spanish guitarist, classical guitarist. So look, Brother Matt's got the Little Pit record, red vinyl on Kill Rock Stars. So let's play some Little Pit right now. Wow.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends on you. I never mind the rains from the sky, as long as I can find the sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you and sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's just because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? Say I'm so happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, but then again, I hate you, baby. But when I hate you, it's simply because I love you. That's how I am. That's how I am. That is exactly how I say I'm so happy. Happy when I shadoo bedoo wop, shadoo ndee ndee ndoo ya, shabadoo be doo ya dum be ndee ba, shadoo ndoo ya doo ya doo.
What for Pedro Show? That was Sometimes I'm Happy by Lil Pit, which had myself on stand-up bass, Talia on singing, mm-hmm. Steve Perkins on drums, and Leo Chelyapov on clarinet. Mm-hmm. Right. What was the name of that studio? You got the sleeve, Crazy Bird? Where was it, Montebello or something? Right. A cat named Joe, right, recorded us. Was his, Joe Reyes.
Yeah, the Reyes brothers.
Yeah, I remember. That was back in 1997.
Wow.
11 and a half years ago, yeah. April of 97.
Wow.
God damn, that's a long time, type. But we should do some more Lil Pip. Yeah. Actually, there was another session, and with Petra on violin, yeah, singing with you guys. And Eric Boyer, some cat in the valley, recorded it. We don't know what happened to Eric Boyer. So anybody ever hear of a nice man named Eric Boyer? I think he was originally from Minneapolis or something. Please let us know, because we did six songs with him. Mm-hmm. So, but we should do some more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, it's getting to the end of the show. I'm going to gather up Pete and Jer and head out to Anaheim, do the Second Man show. I want to thank you, Talia, for coming aboard.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And Brother Matt?
Yeah.
We're wrapping it up. You all
done. Shuffled that.
You got ring-a-ding-a-ling on the bone phone?
Yeah. Handled.
Handled? Thank you for your most essential aid in the bed and your spin cycle.
Cool. Have a great trip.
Yeah. So I'll see you again when hopefully you make some great music with Nels Klein.
Bitchin'.
Of course. Beautiful man. And so it's been the December 6, 2008 Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.